接下来是读经的时间，所要读的经文是记载在马太福音25章14节到29节。马太福音25章14节到29节。马太福音25章14节到29节，翻到了，请听我来读。天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。那领5000的随进拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000；那领2000的也照样另赚了2000。但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人回来了，和他们算账。那领5000银子的又带着另外的5000来说：“主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看我又赚了5000。主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”那领2000的也来说：“主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。”主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”那领1000的也来说：“主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方你要收割，没有善的地方你要祭敛，我就害怕，去把你的1000银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。”主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要祭敛，就当把我的银子放在兑换银钱的人，到我回来的时候可以连本带利收回。多过他那1000来给那有10000的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。”这是神的话，把接下来时间交给总评传道。
谢谢一朝弟兄。我会用英文来讲道，因为我的华文不是很好，所以宝仪姐妹会用华文来翻译。请你把那个圣经那段经言放在那个马太福音25章。对，我现在用英文了。Okay. Have you ever asked yourself this question?
你是否有这样的问过自己这个问题呢？
Like, we're walking to this room one Sunday morning and see the room empty.
会不会有一个星期天早上，当我来参加中文团契的活动时，发现这整个房间都是空荡荡的呢？
There's no chairs, no bulletins.
桌子椅子没有摆好，甚至连单张都没有。
There's no one to lead in singing.
不仅如此，没有人领唱。
And no one to preach God's word.
没有人讲道。
And all of us, 50 of us, standing around looking at each other.
可能在那个时候，我们50-60个人就只能互相的对看了。
So often we walk into this room assuming that everything is in place.
我们通常都会理所当然的认为，每个礼拜主日，当我们来到这里的时候，一切都是准备就绪的。
But on what basis do we have this make such assumption?
我们为什么能够有这样的想法和假设呢？
For those who are in the Bible study this morning, you have studied what it means to be a faithful servant of God.
在今天早上小组查经的时候，你或许已经探讨怎样做主忠心的仆人。
The parable in Matthew 15 that we're looking at this morning.
通过今天我们所要看到的比喻在马太福音里面。
We see what God deems as important.
我们可以看到神把什么视为是最重要的。
And he gave us a responsibility of proclaiming the good news.
他把传扬福音的责任交托给我们。
To disciple one another.
彼此互相的培训以及培训门徒。
Yeah. And to encourage one another.
以及在主内彼此鼓励，更加的来信靠以及爱主。
I want you to kind of walk with me through the parable, and I'll make four observations.
请你们跟我一起看这个比喻，我会有四个我们会观察到四个不同的点。
Okay, but to begin, it's helpful for us to note that the amount of money given to the servant is more a portion than the exact amount of 1,000, 5,000, and 2,000.
首先我们可能可以先看一看那个仆人被分到的家业我们必须明白每个仆人被分到的家业不是一个数目只是是家业的一部分。
对。And the unit actually is equivalent to a 20 years of wages for a worker.
在新约里这样的一个单位就是相等于一个员工20年的薪酬。
So it's a lot of money.
所以这是一个很大的数目。
So my first observation is that it's not about the quantity that matter, but the measure of faithfulness.
所以我想要强调的第一点是，重点不在于第一和第二个的仆人得到多少的家业，而是他们是否有忠心。
Yeah, the point I just want to make about this parable is about faithfulness.
通过这个比喻，耶稣要强调仆人是否忠心。
We see from the parable that the first and second servant bring to the master what they have earned.
我们从比喻可以看到，他们第一个和第二个仆人都把他们所赚取的都带到主人面前。
Both have doubled the amount.
这两位都额外的赚取多一倍的所分到的家业。
And the differences in the amount can be a huge amount.
虽然他们两者所赚的是不一样。
Yeah.
分别可能会很大。
However, they get the same commendation from the master.
不过他们竟从他们主人的口中得到一样的赞许，一样的赞扬。
So you follow me to verse 21 and 23, the first part of verse 21 and 23.
所以请跟我们到第21和第23节。
And say, well done, good and faithful servant.
主人对仆人说你们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
So the commendation from the master here show us that the main point is not about quantity, but about faithfulness.
所以从主人给予仆人的赞许，我们可以看到那个重点不在于被分到的家业有多少，而是在于他们是否忠心。
So you may ask this question: In what ways were they good and faithful servants?
所以你可能会这么想，他们怎么样的良善，怎么样的忠心呢？
Let me explain.
让我解释一下。
They are good and faithful servants because they took good care of the master's property.
他们是良善有忠心的仆人，因为他们都用心打点主人的家业。
They ensure that whatever amount of wealth given to them, they work hard according to their ability.
他们凭着各自的能力，确保他们没有荒废主人所托管给他们的家业。
And their action reflect their commitment to serve their master.
他们这样的行为显明了他们愿意为主人效忠。
What does that mean for us?
那我们可以从中学习什么呢？
Just as a servant was entrusted with the master's property.
就有如在比喻里仆人在等待主人回来的时候。
Yeah, we too are entrusted with our master's mission.
我们也同样的被主人交托一些责任。
As we wait for our master to return.
在我们等待我们的主人再回来的时候。
And we are given different gifts and different ability to fulfill the task before us.
我们也被给予不同的能力和恩赐去实行我们所要所给予的责任。
So who is our master?
谁是我们的主人呢？
It's our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是主耶稣。
Our Lord has returned to the Father.
耶稣已经回到父那里去。
And he promised that he will return.
他承诺了他一定会再回来。
And from Matthew 24 verse 3, we see that the parable is actually about the establishment of God's kingdom.
从马太福音24章第三节，我们看到这样的比喻是建立在神国度的设立。
Yeah, just as a servant do not know when the master will return.
就有如仆人，他们可能不知道主人几时会回来。
Do you know when our Lord Jesus will return?
你知道主耶稣基督几时会回来吗？
Anybody?
有没有人要猜想啊？
我也不知道。
我也不知道。I also don't know.
Okay, and we don't know. And we, but how do we know that our master will return?
我们怎么样知道主耶稣基督一定会再回来呢？
We can know for sure because our master promised that he will return.
我们可以这样的确定是因为他承诺过他会这样做。
So if he promised that he will return, he will surely return.
要是他有这样子承诺，他一定会这样做。
So in the meantime, as you wait for Jesus, what do we do?
所以我们在等待耶稣再临的时候，我们有什么责任呢？
We are entrusted, with a task that's far greater than the than wealth.
我们所被交托的责任，还比追求富贵更加重要。
It's especially about the spiritual life of individual.
这是关于人的属灵生命。
As we read from the, we sang the last song just now.
就像我们刚才唱过的诗歌。
We are to bring the good news of Jesus to the people who have not heard about the good news.
我们必须把福音带到那些从没有听过福音的人群当中。
We are to use our resource, our ability to serve the church.
我们应该用我们所给予的能力来去服事。
And we are to use the gift to serve this fellowship.
我们也可以用我们所有的恩赐来服侍。
So that's the first observation.
所以那个是我们可以观察到的第一点。
The second observation can be found in part 2 of verse 21 and 23.
第二点，我们可以从主人对仆人赞扬的后半部分看到这些话，从第21和23节。
So you've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things.
在不多的事上有忠心，所以我会派你管理许多事。
Yeah. Okay. And the master, in recognizing their faithfulness, trust them to manage more of his property.
主人看到仆人的忠心，因此对他们产生了信任，进而委托他们管理更多的产业。
So this is very similar to the way we deal with our children.
这跟我们教导小孩子小朋友的方法是很相似的。
好的 we give them a small little task to do, isn't it?
我们通常都会先让他们做一些小小的事情，对吗？
Actually, like my daughter Jody.
就很像我的女儿一样。
I first teach her how to use the bottle to pour water.
首先我教她怎么用那个水壶去倒那个水。
Yeah. And then secondly, I get her to, once she can learn that, I get her how to pour hot water.
在他学习这个之后，我就让他学习怎样用同样的方式来倒烧水。
And that's how we train, in a sense, our children.
这就是我们怎样培训我们的小孩子。
Likewise, in the church context, in the fellowship context.
相同的，我们在教会也可以看到同样的样式。
When newcomers come to our fellowship regularly.
当我们看到定期会参与团契的弟兄姐妹时。
We encourage them to serve in areas that they are capable of serving.
我们会鼓励他们在他们比较适合的岗位上服事。
But as you see them grow in the maturity,
当他们在灵命上有成长。
As you see them grow in their faithfulness,
当他们在所给予的责任上显出他们的忠心和可靠的时。
We encourage them to serve more.
我们会鼓励他们尝试更多方面的服事。
We encourage them to take on more responsibility.
我们因而可能会给他们更多的责任。
But this cannot be seen as punishment.
我们不应该把它视为是一种惩罚。
You cannot think that when Pastor Sim asks me to serve more, he's punishing me.
我们所以当维荣牧师问我们是否要服事的时候，他不是在惩罚我们。
It's the same as God asks us to serve more. It's not a punishment.
这就很像神在给我们多一点责任的时候，他不是在惩罚我们。
You should see as God recognizing our God-given maturity, and it's a privilege for us to serve our great God.
相反的，我们应该明白是神让我们能够在基督里面慢慢渐渐的成长，况且能够服侍神是信徒特有的福分。
So it's not a punishment, but it's a privilege.
所以这不是一种惩罚，是一种福分。
对。As you study in 1 Peter 4, verse 10 this morning,
就从彼得四章第十节。
Verse 10. 看到吗 ？Okay. I'm gonna read it.
我们读到个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So here Peter encouraged the church to use whatever gift that God has given to them to serve Him faithfully.
在这里，我们看到彼得。怎样是鼓励信徒靠着神的恩典，按着自己所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
So this helps us to recognize that even our ability to serve comes from God.
这也帮助我们意识到，我们原来有能力服侍，这一切都是来自神的。
So you cannot say that I got no ability to serve.
所以你不可以说你没有任何能力来服侍。
Because God gives each one of us different ability and different gifts.And different strength to serve.
因为你不可以说你不能服侍，因为神已经给我们不同的能力、不同的恩赐了。
And there's no one service that is greater than another.
没有一方面的服侍会大过另一方面。
So the question that we should be asking ourselves is this.
所以我们应该问自己的问题是
How can I serve?
我可以怎样的服侍？
What ability has God given me?
神给予我什么恩典恩赐让我来服侍呢？
And so it should not be I cannot serve, so I don't want to serve.
所以你不可以只说哦，我没有能力，我就不服侍了。
So I ask that you prayerfully ask what God has given you to serve.
所以我想建议你能够以祷告的心去寻求神给予想要你服侍的方面。
And a third observation that we see.It's in the last part of
21 and 23.
The master invites the servant to share in his joy.
主人愿意与仆人分享他的喜乐。
And the master is joyful because he has found two faithful servants.
主人因为找到能够信靠以及忠心的两位仆人而感到快乐。
Do you think you'll be joyful if you found somebody that is faithful?
倘若是你的话，要是你找到一个所谓忠心的可能工人，你会感到开心吗？
So same thing, God has found, or the master has found two faithful servants.
相同的，在这里，这主人已经找到两位有忠心的仆人。
And in what ways can the servant be joyful?
仆人又怎么样能够参与这一方面，怎样能有喜乐呢？
They are joyful because they have found approval from the master.
他们能够有喜乐，是因为他们已经知道他们得到主人的赞许。
Let me share with you this story.
让我跟你们分享一个故事。
There's a famous pianist, and he's trained under a great master.
有一位著名的钢琴家，他向一名伟大的师傅学习琴艺。
And one day he's ready to hold a concert.
有一天，他终于能够独立。办一个个人的表演了
，so a three nights concert，
所以是一个连续三晚的表演。
So the first night he played with all his heart，
所以在头两晚他很尽兴的弹奏。
At the end of the night，
在表演结束的时候
，everybody stand up and applaud and clap their hands，
全场起立为他鼓掌。
鼓掌，对 ，you know， but there was no joy in the face of this pianist，
但他没有喜乐。
But on the third night。
但在第三晚
，He played with all his heart。
同样的，他也是很尽兴的弹奏。
And at the end of the concert，
在表演结束的时候
，As he looked up，
当他朝着他师父座位的时候
，There was joy in his face。
他脸上流露出了笑容。
Because finally the master applaud。
因为终于他看到他师父为他鼓掌了。
See to the pianist, it doesn't matter if the whole world applaud him。
对那个钢琴家所言，即使有全场的观众为他鼓掌，他可能也没有那种满足感。
Because only the master really know whether he's good or he's not.
因为只有他的师傅能够判断他是否弹奏的好。
So when the master applaud.
So 当师傅为他鼓掌时，
he knows that he has played well.
他知道他已经弹得很好了。
So likewise, if we faithfully serve our master,
就有如我们如果忠心的服侍我们的主人，
the greatest joy that we can have is to be invited to share the joy of our master.
我们最大的喜乐一定是能够被邀请与主人分享他的快乐。
So that one day when we see our Lord,
就等我们见到我们的主人的时候，
all we want to hear is good and faithful servant.
我们或许很想听到我们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
So we serve not for the approval of men.
我们忠心的服侍不是为了得到人的赞许。
So when Pastor Boon Yong serve, it's not because he want you to say, wow, he's such a good pastor.
所以当人牧师服侍的时候，他不是想你赞扬他。
Although he's a good pastor.
虽然他也是一个好的牧师。
But he serves so that he knows that he want to please His master.
他服侍是因为他想取悦他的主人。
So we serve for the audience of one.
我们服侍的对象仅有一位，就是那独一，
God alone.
就是那独一的神。
But the parable also come with a very stern warning.
但在这比喻里面也隐藏着一个非常严厉的警告。
So our fourth observation.
所以我们可以观察的第四点。
It's between the dialogue between the master and the third servant.
是我们可以从主人与第三个仆人的对话中看出。
So the third servant came to the master and brought the one portion that the master gave.
第三个仆人把他所买账的银子带到主人的面前。
And he defended himself by accusing the master for being a hard master.
他不止辩护了自己，还指责主人是一个忍心苛刻的人。
So if you look at your verse 24 and 25,
让我们看一下24节和25节。
He accused the master for reaping where what he did not sow and gathering where he did not scatter.
他甚至告主人，诬告主人说他没有播种的地方要收割，没有撒种的地方也要收获。
However, we see from the passage that the accusation turned around and accused him.
不过非常精彩的是我们看到他反而被诬告了。
Yeah, the master called him lazy and wicked.
主人把他称为又可恶又懒惰的仆人。
What did the master say that?
主人怎么说呢？
He said that because instead of, he told the servant that if you are really fearful of me,
倘若主人说，要是你是真的，我是你心里所想的那样，可恶的话。
You have put the money in the bank, and I'll get back my principal and my interest.
你更应该把银子放给兑换钱的人，赚取利息啊。
But he did not. What did he do?
但他没有这样做，他怎么样了？
He found a hole, dug it, and buried the money.
他掘了一个洞，把钱埋葬起来了。
And he waited until the master returned.
一直等到主人回来的时候。
I think this demonstrates that he is lazy.
这显明了他是懒惰的。
If you follow the parable, the earlier part of the parable tells us that the master allocate the money based on the ability of the servant.
要是我们有仔细看这个比喻的话，在比喻的开端，我们知道主人是按着仆人的能力分配家业，让他们管理。
So clearly, he has the ability to use that money.
非常明显的，他有那个能力去使用他所收到的。
So the fact that he did not show that he is lazy.
但他并没有这样子做，这非常清楚的显明他是懒惰。
And he was is also called wicked.
他也被称为可恶。
Because instead of admitting his wrong,
因为他不但没有认错
，he accused the master.
他反而诬告了主人。
So this lack of responsibility betrayed his love for his master.
他这种不负责任的行为辜负了主人对他的信任和期盼。
That's why the master called him wicked and lazy.
所以主人称他为可恶和懒惰。
Not because he didn't bring back any money.
不是因为他没有带回任何的钱。
Because he was lazy. And he was wicked.
但他是懒惰可恶的。
So grace never condones irresponsibility.
虽然我们有神的恩典，但这不代表我们能够不负责任或不尽自己的本分。
So even those who are given less have to use and develop what they have.
即使拥有较少恩赐的人，也要好好的使用神所给予的。
So this is a stern warning Jesus wants to convey to those of us who await the coming of our Master.
耶稣是如此严厉的警告我们，要我们这些在等候主人再临的人。
So we saw the four observations.
所以我们看到我们观察的那四点了。
First is quantity. It's not quantity, but faithfulness.
首先，重点是在于那些仆人是否有忠心。
And the second point is, if you are faithful with small, you'll be entrusted with much.
第二点，要是你能够在你所给予的有忠心，你会被管，你会被给予更多
管理
啊，更多来管理。
And the third is to partake in the master's joy.
第三点就是仆人能够参与主人的喜乐。
And the fourth is a stern warning against unfaithfulness.
第四点就是神耶稣所给予的严厉的警告。
How can we apply this passage to our life?
所以我们可以怎样的应用这今天所学的呢？
I want us to go back to our starting question.
让我们回到我们一开始问大家的问题。
Will I walk into this room one Sunday morning and find it empty?
会不会有在一个主日的早上，我们会不会来到这个房间，发现这房间是空荡的呢
？Anybody has this question in your mind?
有没有还没有人有这个疑问呢
？No.
没有吗
？I'm very certain the answer is no.
我很确定那个答案是不可能的。
And it's not by any assumption.
这不是我们随意的这样子的认为。
认为的。Yeah, but we are thankful to God for the brothers and sisters in the Mandarin ministry.
感谢神，在中文团契服事的弟兄姐妹都很忠心。
And they love the Lord, and they love each of you.
他们爱主，他们也爱你们每一个人。
And because of their love for the Lord and for you,
出于这样子的爱
，they want to make sure that when you come every Sunday morning.
他们想确保你们当你们每个星期天来的时候
You'll be ready to hear God's word.
你们会毫无阻碍地听到神的话语。
That's why nobody, no, this question will not occur in your mind.
所以你们根本就不会有这样子的疑问。
Whatever that was assigned to them, they serve God faithfully.
他们都忠心无误地实行他们的责任和义务。
And this faithfulness can be seen in a few areas.
他们的忠心可以从以下几方面看得出来。
And I want to share them with you. I want to encourage you to join them prayerfully.
我想与你们分享，我也想鼓励你们以祷告的心，让我们一同一起服事。
We saw from the parable that each one of us are given ability and gifts.
从刚才的比喻当中，我们看到我们每个人都有不同的能力和恩赐。
So if you're asking the question, how can I serve?
所以要是你在问那个问题，问的问题是我可以怎么样服侍呢？
I will suggest three areas that you can serve.
我会建议以下的三点。
For those who are in the fellowship for a long while.
要是你已经在中文团契有一段日子了。
I think we started Chinese ministry 2003? About then? 2004.
所以中文团契应该是在04年设立的。
When it first started, it was a very small fellowship.
在开始的时候，这是一个非常小的团契。
And the Lord has blessed us to who we are today.
神亲自的祝福这个团契，至今我们有差不多60多。
And I suggest to you that prayer play a big part.
我想建议这不是突然的，这是通过很多人很多年的祷告而成的。
And prayer is possible because we believe in Jesus.
我们能够祷告是因为我们相信耶稣。
So I want to encourage you to intentionally commit this ministry in prayer.
我想鼓励众弟兄姐妹刻意的为我们的中文团契祷告。
Intentionally means I want you to set aside a day in a week.
我们可以怎样做？我们或许可能可以拨一天的时间。
To remember the leaders, the fellow members in prayer.
去纪念团契里面的牧师、领袖和会员。
Can we do that?
我们可以这样子做吗？
可以吗？
可以吗？
有能力吗？
有，因为我们说相信主，对吗？
对。
Okay, but you may ask, I do not know how what to pray for.
你或许会说我不知道怎么样的祷告。
I will give you an example to pray.
我会给你一个祷告的例子。
Okay, we turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 to 21.
让我们翻到以弗所书一章十六到二十一节。
Okay, and 保利姐妹会读给我们听。
以弗所书一章十六节，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切的执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
So you can use this to pray for the leaders.
所以你可以用以上以弗所书这一段来为我们中文团契的领袖祷告。
Pray that they will know God more and love God more。
为他们祷告，他们能够更加了解神，更加爱神。
You can pray for the rest in the fellowship。
你也可以为其他的众弟兄姐妹祷告。
That they will grow deeper in God's。
他们会在耶稣基督里面成长。
So there are many of such prayer in the Bible。
在圣经里面有很多这样类似的祷告。
So if you really do not know what to pray, go back to the Bible.
所以要是你真的不懂怎么样祷告的话，你可以回到圣经那里。
A lot of Paul's letter has beautiful prayers.
保罗所写的书中也有很多我们可以参考的祷告。
So as Paul prayed for the church, we pray for one another.
就有如保罗为教会祷告，我们可以为彼此互相的祷告。
The secondAreas that we can serve in.
第二，我们可以服侍的第二点是
is showing concern to others.
就是彼此关心彼此施关怀。
I heard from Yachal that many of you take time to visit those who are homebound.
我从一朝弟兄的分享得知，一些会员或教友会互相定期的去探访那些不方便外出的弟兄姐妹。
And that is very important, isn't it?
那很重要，对吧？
I also see sometimes when I go to funeral, I see some of the Mandarin ministry folks around.
有时我到
丧礼
的时候，我也会看到一些中央团契的弟兄姐妹。
And I'm encouraged.
我因而得到鼓励。
But as we know that our fellowship has grown.
但就刚才我们所说的，这团契已经成长了。
Miss Pastor Bunyong has many.People to visit.
那也就是可能文荣牧师有更多的人要去探访了。
The visitation team has many people to visit.
那去探访的团队可能会有更多的人要再去探访。
So imagine there's 60 of us here.
所以设想一下，要是有60个人的话。
If Pastor Boy will visit you one at a time.
文荣牧师逐一的去探访你们。
When will he see you again?
他几时会再看到你呢？
2 months time later.
Then what 可能是两个月后了吧。
So what happened in the 2 months?
在两个月当中会发生什么事呢？
That's where the rest of the members can visit.
可能在这两个月的空档中，就是我们弟兄姐妹可以互相探访的时候了。
You may say, I do not know what to do when I visit.
可能你会觉得，哎，要是我去探访的时候，我不知道怎么做，也不懂怎么问候。
Then you can call Pastor Bunyong.
那你可以打电话给文荣牧师。
Say, I'm free on Wednesday.
你可以跟他说你哪一天有空，就比如说星期三有空。
If you go visitation, call me.
要是你去探访的话，你可以叫我一同跟随。
So this is one way that you can serve.
这是你可以服侍的一个途径。
可以吗？
可以吗？
可以。Okay, the last one.
最后一点。
Okay, we know we just started discovery class.
中文团契已经也是有设立探索班。
And discovery class is a very good place for people who have not known Jesus to come and discover who Jesus is.
探索班是一个很好的途径，它可以让那些还未认识主耶稣的人更加的去了解耶稣这个人是谁。
So for the first two areas is more for the general fellowship.
刚才以上提到的两点是可能是比较重弟兄姐妹都可以做到的。
This may be for somebody who has been in a fellowship for a while.
这第三点可能就比较用于那些在中文团契比较长久的人。
Those who have been more mature in the Lord.
那些在灵命比较成熟的弟兄姐妹。
And this could be one area that can help others to know who Jesus is.
或许你可以探讨，你可以怎么样帮助其他的人去更了解主耶稣。
But I say I know, but I do not know what to do.
虽然我知道，可能我不知道怎么样做。
Then again, you can call Pastor Ben Yong.
同样的，你也是可以打电话给维荣牧师。
Say, I'm prepared to serve. Can you train me?
你可以跟他说，你非常愿意的被培训，请你培训我吧。
I hope these are just some of the sample area.
刚才我所说的只不过是你们可以尝试的一小部分。
And I hope this will help you to think, ask God.In what area can I serve this fellowship?
希望他能够启示你，然后也祈求你能向神仰望，让他能够向你显示他你可以怎样服侍。
And in what area can I serve the wider church?
甚至服侍整个教会。
And I pray that you will use God's given ability and gift to serve His people.
我的祷告是你能够使用神所给予你的能力和恩典去服侍他的子民。
谢谢。